Hi, everybody, and you're very welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And as always, thank you so much for being here. None of this would be possible without your presence. So, you know, I do appreciate you being on the pods here with me. And if you want to become a patron, as others have, the link's down below. It's going to cost you less than a cup of coffee in the month. How does that sound? Is that a good deal? And of course, it's helping keeping the wheels on this one. And talking of the wheels staying on, what happens when the wheels come off? Because I'm talking about the latest revelations concerning Boris Johnson. And this is following the news that, yeah, Boris was at another party. Yeah, apparently ITV were reporting that up to 30 people attended the June 2020 event, sang happy birthday to him, and they were all served cake. And of course, they've tried to wish this one away by saying it wasn't really a birthday party. It was more of an indoor birthday event. All right, it's more like an event. It's a birthday event, not a birthday party. You see, they don't want to say the word party. They can't say the word party. And this is, of course, after Boris. Of course, he's not denied this, that this has happened. All he's not, what they've now sought to do is to distance himself from the word party because they know it's toxic. Number 10 staff apparently gathered together to wish the Prime Minister a very happy birthday, adding he'd been there for less than 10 minutes. So like he hardly, it's a bit like, you know, the other party he went to where he was, him and Carrie, they were only there for 30 minutes. So please. And of course, that's not forgetting the other party. So it turns out that within the bunker of Downing Street, the Prime Minister himself, along with his staff, were merrily breaking the rules that they had put in place for other people. That's the punchline in this one here. It's the hypocrisy that's the problem, not the fact that he had a birthday party. Having a birthday party is a good idea. Having wine and cheese parties, good ideas. But they're not good ideas if at the same time you're telling everybody else in the country they can't do those things. That's not a good idea. That's rampant hypocrisy. That's evidence that the Prime Minister didn't believe a damn word of the rules that he was putting in place along with the staff in Downing Street for the rest of the UK. That's where the problem lies. The problem doesn't lie in that Boris Johnson went to a party, even if he, in this case, is pretending it wasn't a party, it was just an event that coincided with his birthday. I mean, please. I mean, what did they sing? Happy, was it? Happy inside event to you. Happy inside event to you. What does this guy take us for? He takes us for fools. And he takes I think, could be wrong about this one, folks, so you can hold me till account, but it looks ominous. It looks ominous. We've got the Sue Gray report coming out in a couple of days' time. And, you know, regardless of what we are allowed to see from that report, because it's quite possible he may hold back some details and that will be done under, we couldn't get you to see everything because we have to protect the security of my staff. He'll come out with stuff like that. But I just feel that it's perfectly apparent that Boris Johnson and all those people around Boris Johnson were not even playing lip service to the very regulations that they had imposed on the rest of the country. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't, at one level, this doesn't bother me because I never obeyed his rules to start with. I did not stick to anything Boris Johnson told me. How dare a prime minister or any government tell me how I live my life? So at that level, you could say, well, you know, it's much ado about nothing. You could say that. But on the other hand, nor can you ignore the fact that the Prime Minister, first of all, this has been dragged. This has been Dominic Cummings, I suspect, who's mostly leaked all these details. The Prime Minister didn't want any of these details to be leaked. So, you know, so there's a problem. There's a lack of transparency and honesty. And then when the events have become public knowledge, there's all these convoluted excuses, which are like pathetic. Saying, yeah, well, we were at it, but we didn't know it was a party. And, oh, yes, well, it was custom to have wine and, you know, to have bottles of wine and sandwiches on the table when we're having a work meeting. I'm sorry. As I said to you before, I've done loads and loads of work meetings over all the decades. Never had one like that ever. So I suspect that the truth of the matter is that this is all about, can Johnson survive this week? And I don't know that he will. I'm not sure. I think his reputation is absolutely trashed. And whether or not the Conservative Party is prepared to do what's necessary, I don't know. I'm not a Conservative Party member. So they may decide that they're quite happy and content for the time being to let this liar continue to occupy 10 Downing Street. That may be the case. But what a message it sends. It sends a message of ultimate hypocrisy. And I would suspect that many of those Conservative red wall MPs who must fear for their jobs, I'm not sure how can they hold back from plunging the dagger, metaphorically, into his back. Because it's clear, I think, to any objective observer that Johnson and the gang were blithely breaking the very rules that they had determined apply to you and I. And so for that, if for no other reason, I think he should go. The bigger question is, will he? Thanks for listening.